Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So some breaking news items there in Eric Hagman's update. One, Ron, was this O'Neill Cruz of the Pirates, one of their top prospects, involved in a collision Monday night that killed three people in the Dominican Republic.
Man.
I'm reading Kevin Gorman's story right now. He was in a vehicle that collided with a motorcycle on a highway after curfew. Apparently, he's okay.
Was he he was the driver, wasn't he, Joe?
All I see is he was in the vehicle. I don't see that. Do you see that he was driving?
I don't. I thought Eric said that, but maybe I heard it wrong.
I could have that wrong. I'm just
what
reading
a horrible,
story right
horrible
now.
Thing.
Yeah, he's their number three prospect. Pirates put out a statement. The Pirates are aware of the tragic accident involving O'Neill Cruz. We've been in contact with him, and he's cooperating fully with the local authorities. We will provide an update. According to a Dominican news outlet, Kevin Gorman writes, the motorcycle was traveling ahead in the same direction, supposedly without any type of light and in the left lane. So we'll keep you posted on that story.
Joe, I'm reading a story from the Dominican that said he was, quote, allegedly driving. I don't know what that means. I guess they're still working out all the details.
We'll keep you posted on that. In the meantime, Eric also reported in the hockey world, in Penguins world, that the Athletic reporting, Brian Rust is a player that teams are asking about the most, which is interesting to me. That doesn't mean necessarily, and I didn't read the story yet, that he's the player the Penguins are most interested in moving outside of Matt Murray. We'll call it that. And Ron, I'm not interested in having Brian Rust traded. I'm just not. He's the kind of guy you look for, a reasonably priced at $3.5 million over the next 2 years, fairly young at 28, really good player. He led the team in goals, led the team in power play goals, and plus minus among their forwards.
And plays the power game the speed game that Sullivan likes. I mean, I think they were really interested in trading him last winter. I think they were very tired of his attitude. I think he was the guy that Rutherford was talking about that said got a new contract, was fat and happy. Whatever it was, he used that for motivation and had a real big year. I'm not interested in trading him for him either, but, to have other teams call him is not surprising.
Do you think he had a bad attitude 2 years ago?
I don't know if he did or not. He did not do well, at different portions of the season, not last year, the year before. And he was the first guy that, one of the few guys that just had gotten a new contract and had been on the cup winning teams. So that's who I think I and a lot of people thought he was talking to. Rutherford was talking about Rustin. I know for a fact they were definitely looking to possibly move him last year.
Yeah, and they would have made a mistake. And I think painting him, which I guess you could say they've done by their words after last season, as a guy whose attitude was less than exemplary, I think is unfair. I've always known Brian Rust as a guy that plays hard and that, for the most part, plays well, and they should be glad they didn't trade him, and they shouldn't trade him now. Like I said, he's exactly the type of guy they should be looking for, not looking to trade. Like, okay, so you get a good return maybe on Brian Rust. Then how do you replace Brian Rust on the right side? Because right now you have Kapanen and Hornquist in terms of guys that I would potentially slate in your top five, so, or your top six. So who else are you going to go with there? How do you replace Rust if you trade him? I'm not interested.
And they may not be either. I mean, just because teams are calling him and that's what's being reported doesn't necessarily mean that they're looking to trade him. I would tend to believe they're not interested now, but, you know, Rutherford has basically said, you know, there are going to be changes, and it could be anybody. But I don't think they're necessarily looking to move him.
And we'll see where Matt Murray winds up. I think that is has
there,
obviously.
I think they're interested in moving him.
We'll see which team goes for that and what they're willing to give up. I'm still not convinced it's going to be as much as a first-round pick. The big key with that is to get more than one team involved and to get something of a bidding war going on for Matt Murray, and I'm not convinced that that would happen. Are you?
Well, I mean, you hear different reports. Some people say, well, yeah, he's got the pedigree. He's done it. You know, if you're a team that's real close, you think, to the cup, he'd be the perfect guy. And then you hear other people say, you know, maybe not. He didn't have a good year last year. He really hasn't been the same. I don't know what to think. I'm hoping that the people who say they're going to get something good for him are right from the Penguins' standpoint, but I'm not entirely sure that's going to be the case.
The other rumor swirling out there, Ron, that I noticed on our website, and I think it came out of Vegas, was that Marc-Andre Fleury wants to come back to the Penguins. What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, I guess that wouldn't surprise me. You know, he loved it here, obviously, and they made the move to go with Matt Murray, and I think most reasonable people think that was the right move on the team's behalf. But does that mean Fleury would like to come back? I could see that. I don't know that, you know, they have the cap room, whatever, to fit him in under. I know a lot of people would be absolutely thrilled around town if he came back, but I'm not a big believer in guys going home. I know there's exceptions, but as far as him maybe wanting to come back, I could certainly believe that.
Part of me could believe that. Obviously, he had a home here for a long, long time, but why would you want to come back and play for a coach who chose the other guy over you more than once?
Yeah, but situations change, Joe. I mean, you know, he's not at the same point of his career. Matt Murray wouldn't be here. You know, he knows the locker room. I don't know if he's looking to be an everyday starter, you know, in his next team. It looks like he's absolutely got to leave Vegas. So where's an opportunity going to be better for him where he and his family would be more comfortable, I guess. You know, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have come back the next year to play for Sullivan after that, but things do change.
They do. I just don't know that I want to come back and play for a guy who, again, I would have a feeling doesn't fully believe in me. Now, it might be a different role. I also think Fleury still believes he can be a starter. He was for most of last season for a really good team. So
maybe.
Is he going to come here and just settle into a backup role? I don't know. And then the cap issue is real. I mean, the only real scenario that in which it would work is if Vegas picked up a ton of his money. And why would they do that if money is the reason they would get rid of him, combined with that they believe in Leonard as their number one guy? First, that has to become official, that they sign Leonard. I haven't seen that become official. But after that, you know, if they pick up $2 million of Fleury's deal, that's still a $5 million hit for somebody. And the only way I could see this happening is if they ultimately bought Fleury out. And I don't know that that's going to happen either. But who knows? Who knows? Stranger things have happened. There have been other guys that I thought would never wind up here, and Jim Rutherford found a way to make it happen. Strictly in a hockey sense, would it be a nice thing? Yeah, because I think Fleury can still play. I do. He had an up and down year, but I think he could still fit into a role. Do you?
Yeah, and boy, would that be – I mean, I think the room would absolutely love it because Fleury was just adored here. But I don't think you make the move just for that reason. You know, but there's no doubt in my mind everybody in that locker room would absolutely love it.
Mike Tomlin coming up at noon.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.